climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
And continuing our coverage of local politics, joining me in the studio right now is Senator Kevin Cook from District 32. He is running for re-election. Senator Cook, thanks so much for stopping by the studio.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, the session is over, but you're not slowing down, I'm sure, with this campaign on the horizon.
No, I have not. I went from into the fire back to the fire. So it's just the location has changed, but we are very, very busy.
Right. So let's talk for a second about the session. What were some of the highlights for you of this session?
I think one of the biggest highlights for me was my PBM bill, Pharmacy Benefits Manager bill. That one, it's a PBM is a third-party person. It goes in between your insurance plan and your pharmacist. And it's become a monopoly. Your PBMs are a monopoly, and they are just raking in the money, and they're putting our pharmacies out of business. And so this was to bring some transparency to it. So that, and there's spread pricing and clawbacks, I mean, all kinds of stuff. And these things are not just for Idaho, but they're across the nation. In fact, our very own Senator Crapo is working on some bills that do the same kind of stuff. So we were able to pass that. It took a lot of work. I worked with people from across the nation and with a lot of doctors and pharmacists here in Idaho. So it was an effort from everybody. And it really started out from a constituent calling me up and say, hey, Senator, we'd like to talk to you about this PBM. And I said, I don't know clue what you're talking about. But we sat down on a Saturday morning at his kitchen table, and he educated me and got me going on it and felt like it was an important bill that would Idaho taxpayers would want.
Well, that has to feel really good after all of that work. And I'll tell you, what I love about that is the fact that it originated with a constituent reaching out to you, and that's what it's all about. I tell people all the time, this is where you can have the most influence, right here at home. So I love hearing that.
I've got several instances where the constituents reach out. You know, I'm a software engineer, and I feel like I'm a pretty good software engineer. But I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a plumber or electrician, so there's a lot of things that I don't know about. And so I do expect constituents to reach out and say, hey, I've got an issue, let's sit down and talk about it. And so I've done that several times, and believe that is the only way you can truly be an effective legislator. That's who you represent, is the people.
And sometimes I think we forget that, and we forget that our voice can be heard, but we have to take that first step and be engaged in the process.
Absolutely. You know, another example, just a quick one, a neighbor called me. It was probably the end of January, this session. And he says, hey, my neighbor's got a bunch of bulls, and they keep getting out, and they make a beeline to my property. They break down my fences, my trellises, and, you know, ruin my yard. And there's nothing that he'll do about it. I've called the sheriff. The sheriff says, nothing you can do. The way that Idaho law is written right now, you can't do anything. And so he talked to me, and we found out a way to fix that. And Senator Harris from Soda Springs actually had a bill that was starting to make it go through the process. And so I sat down with him, understood the bill, and pushed it through and supported it, and it passed. And so another my constituent now has a right. So it was, it's great to work with constituents, and that's what it's all about.
It really is. Well, Senator, your bill, Senate Bill 1253, the Children's Device Protection Act, got a lot of interest. It prompted a lot of conversations. Tell us where things stand with your efforts with regard to that.
That is a bill that I've worked on for several years and got a little closer this year. We got it off the Senate floor. So we got it off the Senate floor with a majority, But then it stalled over in the House, in the House State State Affairs Committee, and that's kind of where it sat. So we'll take it up again next year. It's an important bill. It really is. It gives parents the ability to protect their children from pornography. The bill simply states that if you activate your mobile device within the state of Idaho for a minor, then turn on the enable the parental filtering software, which is already on your device. It's already installed. You don't have to purchase it, subscribe to it, or anything else. Just turn it on. And the great thing about it is it does not affect your First Amendment right. An adult would never know the difference when this bill was passed. They would continue to get pornography if they have a desire to. And the parents can get to grab the mobile device and say, no, I'm going to turn this filter off for my children. I want them to be able to see that. So it's a great bill. I just got stalled, and we'll continue to work with it. There's a lot of money in big tech,
yes,
and in the pornography business. And so it was a hard-fought battle, and we didn't win, but we'll work at it again. And any kind of support we can get here from my constituents would be really helpful.
Well, what I love about that is it takes a lot of the work out of the process for parents, because parents have enough to worry about. And so for them to have to go in and figure out maybe how to put that block on, for some parents that might be more challenging. If it's already there, that is just a really good layer of protection. So, Senator, how can people help you on that 1253 bill?
The biggest part probably is to talk about it, talk to your legislators, talk to your friends. Okay, so most of the legislators here in this area are absolutely for it. They support the bill, and I'm grateful for that. But you get outside of this area, and they have a different view of that. And so you need to talk to your friends, talk to legislators outside of our area, and get them on board with it. A lot of the problem that they had with this is it said, well, it doesn't go far enough. Okay, so if it doesn't stop 100% of kids getting pornography, then we don't want it. You tell me a bill or a law or a stop sign or a speeding thing, nothing is 100% foolproof. But this is a start. And so I believe it's a start in the right direction. But you need to talk about it and get people out there. Learn more about the bill. And I've got an awful lot of information out there. You can go to Idaho Legislators, and you can look up the bill number there and read through it, learn it. If you don't understand it, give me a call, text me, email. I love to talk about this bill because I think it's important.
Well, I know you're very passionate about it, and I really thought it was going to pass, particularly because the library bill, went through, and I thought, this is a device that's in kids' hands or attached to their hips, so I think we would want to definitely protect that. And Senator, I know I'm going to see you tomorrow night at the Stand Up for Idaho Town Hall. We'll be having a conversation with candidates from District 32. Real quick, we're almost out of time. How can people learn more about you and your campaign?
You can go to the internet, kevincookforidaho.com. I also have a whole bunch of stuff on social media. So on Facebook, you can go and look me up. But lots of information. And again, if that's not enough, email me. Text me, call me, whatever, and I'll fill you in.
All right. Well, Senator Kevin Cook from District 32, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
We'll be back right after this.